We begin at UNC, where three more buildings have tested positive for lead contamination. The McColl Building, ITS Manning, and the Meadowmont Stable on DeBose Home Lane. More than 100 campus buildings have tested positive for lead in sinks and drinking fountains since August. You can get the full list of buildings on our website, chapelboro.com. In state news, Duke Energy Carolinas is asking the State Utilities Commission to sign off on an 18% rate increase for residential customers over the next 3 years. That'd be about $20 a month for the average Duke Energy customer, giving the company another $820 million in net revenues by 2026. Duke officials say the rate hike is necessary to improve security for the electrical grid and continue transferring to renewable energy sources. Back locally, the Chapel Hill Town Council got a look last week at the latest concept plan for new development at Easttown, UNC's medical campus off 15501 near I-40. Speaking with 97.9 The Hill's Andrew Stuckey, Mayor Pam Heminger said it's about expanding services and making them better for patients.
They've made some changes from where we originally started, so they're back and trying to figure out how to do this. They need a new medical office building about every 3 to 4 years, and they're trying to improve the patient experience. Patients aren't having the most positive experience on the main campus if you're there for ambulatory kind of services and medical. And so we're really working together to try to find a good fit to make this a reality while still being respectful of transportation, traffic, jobs, affordable housing, environmental issues. So there's a lot to get worked through, but I'm pretty sure that we're going to have a really good outcome on that as well.
Is there a sense on what the timeline on actual changes might be for that?
So they would like to have a decision by the end of June on the whole property. If we can't do that, they want at least to have a decision on Medical Building 2. They've already built the parking garage to accommodate Medical Building 2. So I think we'll make some great headway. I'm hopeful that we could reach a conclusion by then, but we know that sometimes these things take time.
That's Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger speaking there. Get the full conversation in the News on the Hill section of our website, chapelboro.com. Now we're going to revisit an art exhibit that made big local headlines last year, Tarred Healing by Cornell Watson, a series of photographs exploring the troubled racial history of UNC and Chapel Hill. That exhibit was set to go up at UNC Stone Center last year, but got abruptly canceled at the last minute, but then found a new home at the Chapel Hill Public Library. Now, Tarred Healing has found an even bigger spotlight. It's on display in Memphis at the National Civil Rights Museum. 97.9 The Hill's Bryden McConnell with more on that.
Tarred Healing aims to tell the story of Black Chapel Hill residents and reflect their checkered emotions and relationships with the university. The 13 photos include a mix of artistic renderings of campus features, candid photos of campus protests, and portraits of community members. After being commissioned by the Stone Center to create the photo gallery, Cornell Watson said the partnership suffered after the center leadership asked for some photos to be excluded. The dispute caused the exhibit to be delayed, and even more disagreement arose after Watson submitted the photos to the Washington Post. The newspaper published the project in full before it opened at the Stone Center, and once UNC faculty found out, they chose to cancel their in-person display entirely. Watson told 97.9 The Hill that he still believes publishing just part of the exhibit would have been giving into a level of censorship, and he's grateful that people have been able to see the full project.
It's no different than if a writer puts a book together with 10 chapters and you take away 3 chapters. It's not the same book that person wrote. And that was the same thing with this story. Taking away certain aspects, taking away student demonstration, fight, resiliency, taking away systems of oppression that Black people face takes away from that full completeness of the story.
Watson said shortly after the story of UNC's cancellation was shared, the National Civil Rights Museum reached out to him about Tarred Healing. The group expressed interest in having it on display at its home in Memphis, Tennessee, where the hotel Martin Luther King Jr. was murdered has since been turned into several exhibits. Watson agreed, but on one condition, that the photo series first was displayed at the Chapel Hill Public Library, which had also offered hosting an exhibition. The photography artist said he wanted to ensure Tarred Healing was shown in town because he wanted to spark community discussion in the places the project depicts. And the response was impressive.
There ended up being like 200 plus comment cards that were left just at the Chapel Hill Library about the exhibition, which is just powerful in and of itself. But so many people felt informed. A lot of people had no idea about some of the stories. Black people felt seen and heard, and just a wide range of like different comments that were left.
The new display of tarred healing at the National Civil Rights Museum builds on the project's initial vision. Watson described the creative process of building the atmosphere for the photos. There's a description of the project's history and cancellation, with Carolina Blue lighting in the room, and even a detailed history of the Tar Heel nickname itself, helping provide visitors with context.
At the museum, it feels very immersive. So instead of the photos being on the walls, they sit on top of barricades, which is a play on the barricades that were surrounding the Unsung Founders Memorial when I took the photo of the Unsung Founders the day after the white supremacists went there and sat on it and were desecrating it. They also built a replica of the base of Silent Sam, which sits inside of the barricade area. And all of the photos are 40 by 60. So when you enter into the space, like everything is in your face.
After private screenings on January 14th and 15th, the exhibition opened to the public on one of the museum's busiest days, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Watson said seeing approximately 4,000 people pass through his exhibit, with some standing in the room long enough to be shooed away to make room for incoming visitors, was a surreal experience. Despite Tarred Healing's local ties and distinct story, Watson said he believes people see themselves in the photos no matter their background.
These Black stories and the things that they have to persevere through are not unique. There's a story of environmental racism in almost every Black community's backyard. There's a story of Confederate monuments in like almost every single Black community backyard. Like there's stories of young Black people that are leading movements in every single Black community. I think people get to see themselves in this story and at the same time get to know more specifically about the Chapel Hill Black community.
Tarred Healing will be on display at the National Civil Rights Museum through March 20th. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.
Time is 6:19. Coming up this weekend, UNC is wrapping up its MLK Jr. Week of Celebrations Sunday with a Unity Cafe at 5:30 at the Carolina Union Auditorium, featuring food, music, and live performances from a cappella groups, dance groups, and more. Also on Sunday, UNC is celebrating National Girls and Women in Sports Day by inviting all young fans to join the Tar Heel women's teams for an event at 2 p.m. at the Bill Komen Practice Complex. It's free for kids pre-K through 8th grade. Register in advance at GoHeels.com, and you'll also get free tickets to the UNC women's basketball game that afternoon. And speaking of women's basketball, it's time now for sports, brought to you this hour by Olmaz Jewelers. The winning streak keeps going for UNC women's basketball as the 17th-ranked Tar Heels took down 13th-ranked Duke last night 61-56. Carolina pulled away in the third quarter by hitting 9 out of 10 shots and held on late for the win. Deja Kelly led the way in scoring with 19 points, 9 of those coming in the fourth quarter to help Carolina seal the victory. Alyssa Ustby added 16, including 10 in that third quarter stretch. She was sick early in the day, but more than ready to go at game time. Carolina got the win in front of a raucous home crowd, including a record 1,500-plus in the student section alone. Head coach Courtney Banghart after the game.
I just want to give a shout-out to our crowd. I mean, I want all of them to be my friends. They are so fun. I told our players, you're responsible for the student fans, and I'm responsible for the seatbacks. And you guys got my crew going today, yelling and cheering. And what a great environment for women's basketball again. It was really awesome. And this game means a lot to a lot of people. It's not just another game. It's Carolina Duke. We know that. Our guys really, I thought, defensively clamped down and were hard to score on. I just really appreciate that they stay coachable. Obviously, we made some adjustments at halftime that they locked into and did it. And then we just got a bunch of gamers. You know, Alyssa was, do you mind if I share? She was hooked on an IV this morning.
It's really fun.
She's COVID negative, she's strep negative, but she's, I got that text first thing in the morning and I was like, oh God. And then I saw her a couple hours later and I was like, we're all right. She'll be all right. I'm glad Deja Kelly's a Tar Heel. So that's all I got.
That's Courtney Banghart there. Tar Heels back in action on Sunday, hosting Georgia Tech in the afternoon. Of course, UNC men's basketball takes the court tomorrow, hosting NC State. Tip-off time there is 5 p.m. We'll have all the action for you for both games right here on 97.9 The Hill. Yesterday, also a good day for UNC men's tennis as the Tar Heels swept Campbell and NC Central in back-to-back meets. Tar Heels also back in action Sunday on the road at South Carolina, and UNC women's tennis is on the road this weekend, too, down the road at Auburn for a pair of meets. Several Tar Heel teams in action today. UNC swimming and diving hosting a tri meet against NC State and Virginia, starting today at 2 p.m., continuing through tomorrow. UNC wrestling is at Duke tonight at 7. Carolina fencing is in Philadelphia this weekend, taking on Temple and Penn. And UNC track and field is in Blacksburg for the Virginia Tech Invitational. And in hockey, the Carolina Hurricanes got another win last night, 5-2 over Minnesota. The Canes are on the road tomorrow, taking on the Islanders at 7:30.